Okay, so we have covered a lot of ground when it comes to reinforcement. We've defined what reinforcement is. We've identified what two things to avoid that throws reinforcement off. Remember what the reinforcer is and when the reinforcer is given. We've talked about strategies on how to identify reinforcers and how to go from immediate reinforcement to delayed reinforcement. So you guys know so much about reinforcement right now. Now, one thing that you might have to explain that I want to prepare you for, because we always want to be thinking about not only how we're applying these strategies, but how we're teaching them to our teams, our communities, and working with our parents, is the difference between reinforcement and bribery. Because I often hear this misunderstood, and I often hear that bribery is the same as reinforcement when it's not. Sometimes I'll be explaining a reinforcement strategy to someone and they'll be like, oh yeah, okay, we just bribe him. And I'm like, ugh, no, I gotta explain that. I've gotta grab that opportunity to teach why this isn't bribery. There's an important distinction between reinforcement and bribery, and you wanna know what that distinction is so you're not unintentionally utilizing bribing and you can make sure everyone on your team understands that difference. So, as we talked about earlier, reinforcement is something that comes after a positive behavior. We've already seen the positive behavior. Johnny's already done something awesome. He's already requested something using his best voice. He's already walked into the classroom all on his own with no help. He's already started that task right after it was given to him. That positive behavior happened already in the moment. It's done, right? We can't change it. We give reinforcement so we can have that behavior happen more and more often. The reinforcer comes after we see the positive behavior so we can keep seeing that behavior happen again and again and again. The difference with bribery is typically given before the behavior happens with hopes that it does occur. Bribery is often used to stop a negative behavior and cause the positive behavior to happen. So I'm gonna give a few good examples that I think really highlight the difference between reinforcement and bribery. So let's say you're going with your two young kids grocery shopping and you're going at 5 o'clock when everyone and their mother goes grocery shopping. It's crowded, your kids are tired, you're cranky, they're cranky. We see some problems on the horizon. We've all been there, right? So in this situation, you're going through the grocery store, you see the pre-tantrum behaviors happening. Your kids are falling out of the car, they're whining, they're complaining, one is laying on the floor, and you are just trying to get through that grocery trip. You just gotta get stuff for dinner. I get it, we've all been there. So you pull out a lollipop of your purse and you say, hey kids, you can have these lollipops, but please, you've gotta get it together, you gotta stay in the cart, you gotta stay with me, you've gotta stop yelling and screaming. They grab the lollipops, they say, okay, I promise, I'll stop, and they take their lollipops and go about their way. So in that situation, that's bribery. We didn't see the good behavior yet. We didn't see the staying near the cart, the using the quiet voice, the asking nicely. We didn't see that. We gave the lollipops in hopes that we'd see that. Now let's reverse that example and let's use a similar situation with reinforcement. So same scenario, you're about to go grocery shopping, but before you go in the store, you show your kids the lollipops and you say, hey guys, I've got these lollipops. In the grocery store, I wanna see staying near the cart, I wanna see quick listening, and I wanna see only using a good voice, no yelling, crying, whining. If you do that, when we get back to the car after grocery shopping, you can have the lollipops. So you go through the grocery store, anytime you see kind of any wavering from those great behaviors, you remind them of the lollipops in your purse. When you get back to the car, if they've engaged in good behavior the whole time, they get the lollipops. If they didn't, they don't get the lollipops. So the key is you want to see the positive behavior first. We unintentionally use reinforcement way more often than we mean to. And the problem is that in the moment, bribery works. And when bribery works in the moment, our behavior as the parent, as the educator, is reinforced. We're like, ooh, that bribe. Throwing in the lollipop mid-tantrum stopped the tantrum. Giving Johnny the iPad when he was screaming stopped screaming. Our behavior of giving in is reinforced and we want to do it more and more and more. But this creates a big problem. If every time Johnny screams, someone hands him the iPad, he's now learned, I need to scream to get the iPad. If every time your kids act up in the grocery store, they get a lollipop, they've now learned to get a lollipop, I need to act out in the grocery store. And then when we try to set those boundaries, it becomes harder and harder. And that's when behaviors go from small behaviors to really big behaviors really quickly. If every time Johnny screamed, someone gave him an iPad so he was quiet, and we soon said, okay, no more iPad. We're not giving you the iPad anymore when you scream. Now he might start screaming and throwing things. And if you don't give in then, he's gonna start screaming, throwing things, and hitting other people. Okay, then we're gonna bring him to the calm down corner and give him the iPad. Now he's learned, I need to scream, hit people, and throw things to get what I want. So you wanna be sure that when you're utilizing a reinforcement system, it is truly reinforcement. You've gotta see the good stuff first. That's the key to remember. Reinforcement comes after, bribery comes before. So make sure that when we give reinforcement, it only comes after seeing the positive behaviors, so we can be seeing those positive behaviors more and more often.